Got it? Testing. Oh, okay. So today's reading is from Luke 10, 1 to 1 to 12. Now after this, the Lord appointed 7 others and sent out 2 and 2 ahead of him to every city and place where he himself was going to come. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you out as lamb in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no shoes, and greet no one on the way. And whatever house that you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a man of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And stay in that house, eating and drinking that they give to you, for the labor is worthy of his wages. Do not keep moving from house to house. And whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat what is set before you, and heal those in it who are sick, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whatever city you enter and they do not receive you, go out in the street and say, 'Even the dust of your city, which cling to my feet, we wipe up in protest against you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near.'" We finish at verse 11. Two Fridays ago, actually, I share about the same message. And this message is like, as I was like reading on it and meditating on it, I just think it is so rich that I just didn't cover a lot last time. So I would like to take this opportunity to continue with the message. And as I was like going through this passage, just a brief recap. This passage is actually talk about when Jesus sent off 70 disciples to go and preach the message and telling the people they received that the kingdom of God has come near you. So today the focus I have for today is want to focus on the message, the kingdom has come to you. And you know, a lot of time we look at a Bible passage. It is a literature, and we look at the different devices that literary devices look at and try to pick out the central message sometimes from the Bible. And today we focus narrow down to verse 8 to 11. And you will see, like, you know, sometimes when you see a pattern, like a parallel or like a mirror, it's like when you enter into a city and they receive you, what happened? And when you enter into the city and they don't receive you, and what would happen, and what will you do? And when I look at the text, I will look at the similarity, like what's the things that is in common and what is different. And a lot of time when you see repeated pattern and word, quite often that's the central message. And as I was like reading this text again and again and meditating on it, I realized, you know, a very important ministry of Jesus coming to earth is to tell the world that the kingdom has come near you. And this is if you look further down into the text, you look at Jesus' ministry later on in chapter 13, 17, there's a lot of time you will see like Jesus go in, he heal people, and immediately afterward he will have a teaching on the kingdom. And I think healing is important, but it's part of the package of telling the world that the kingdom has come near you. It's an invitation from God telling the world that it's near, right here for you to grab. I don't know whether you have heard about this term of already but not yet, but this usually is used to describe the meaning of the kingdom has come. The tense, we see here the perfect tense, I'm going into all this grammar thing, but the meaning in Greek, when you use a perfect tense, it has come, it's actually not just signify that something happened. It signify also a completion. In Greek, it's like something has completed. So it means that in Jesus here, the kingdom is already here. And I used to get so frustrated with this term already, but not yet. Because I was like, God, you're all powerful. You are here already. The kingdom's supposed to be here, but how come the world is so messy? How come there's still suffering and all this? And I got, and this verse supposed to be already, is here already, but it's not quite. Because the final second coming of God is Jesus coming, and then the whole world will be complete again. And I get so frustrated, like, so I still have to wait, and how long do I have to wait? And as I was like, you know, last few weeks, I don't know, something, not particular things happened, but I guess I start working for SP full time. Maybe that make it different. I don't know. But somehow I felt that another ounce of it, and as I was reading it, I still questioning, is it possible that we can living a life that is showing the world that the kingdom is here? Is this, can it start from us to show that our life is complete or not? Is there will be flip and flop in our life, definitely. There are temptation, there are things that in the world that draw, pull us back, but it is possible. And it is, as I was reading the scripture, thinking, yes, it is possible. And my heart sounded convinced that it is possible. And so, and then I started asking, you know, if the kingdom has come upon me already, what does it mean in more practical term? And I was looking at the teaching that we have, like, you know, for the last couple of years. One thing is, like, we look at both internal and external, I would put it that way. Internally is that when we become, accepted Christ into our life, we become sons and daughter, and talk about the identity, the security that we have our identity in Christ. So when we say that kingdom has come on us and we're living in the kingdom culture, it means that also is like God help us to reinstall the identity that we have in Christ. And it's a process. And I'm getting a taste of it that I'm more secure in Christ. But I know, you know, it's still way to work on and all this. So but definitely I see a glimpse of it. And the other thing is that we actually carrying, when I say external, is we actually carrying the kingdom culture with us. We can live a life that as if the kingdom's already here. So what does it mean by the kingdom already here? And I would say that, you know, if we look at the scripture or Old Testament, and a lot of time it's talking about, you know, take care of the widows, take care of the needy, the poor that is around you. You guys probably heard about, you know, news about Hong Kong that's like, what, 18.1 million of people below poverty line. And I, not last week, but maybe 2 weeks ago, I was talking to a friend, and she was telling me, you know, this is such a huge problem that no way that we can do anything. And then she started blaming about the government not doing enough and all this stuff. And I was like, sitting back and say, like, does it mean that we can just sit back and just complain? And we are part of society. We are the one who contributing to this society. We are one of the person in this society. And maybe things can just change from us, from our point. If we start doing a little thing from our point, the world might be different. We might be showing that it is possible to live in a kingdom culture where that people love each other, they care for the needy, that we don't just walk past people by and you know. And I remember way back, a couple of years back, when PSAM was like giving us $500. I don't know whether you guys remember, giving us $500 to give each one of us, to give someone that you felt God prompted you to. And I remember one of the brothers was sharing, is like, wow, I didn't know that, you know, Hong Kong had poor people. Because that week, his eyes just keep seeking and looking out, like, for people that who he can gave that $500. And I heard this story about this person on the street actually received three $500 from us. Because he's like in the central area, so a lot of us work in central, and he was super blessed when the third time he received that envelope, so he know what's in the envelope, and really I really think that, you know, we can start living that, not just helping the needy, also, you know, in your workplace, in the people that you deal with, showing them what is just, you know, God, our God is just and fair in your handling with your relationship with your fellow colleagues and all this. So and so this morning, I'd like to invite you guys, you know, this particular moment, like, what does kingdom has come to you mean to you personally? Like, you know, what else, you know, that you could do to live out that kingdom culture in you that you carry? So maybe we just spend a little moment, pause a little while. My message not finished, but I just want to like spend a bit of time like, for this moment. Close your eyes and ask God. Last week, Chuck's PS team is here, and I have an opportunity, to talk to the team. And one of the couples, John and Cheryl, they're actually doing a lot of community work and serving, doing helping the community. And his church is like all into it. And so I asked him, how do you motivate people? And his answer to me is like, we don't. People just come to us. And his wife, like being the wise woman behind the man, she's trying to decode it for me. It's like, sometimes it's your life reflecting what your passion is. And people seeing it, seeing the light in it, seeing the glow in it, and they become attracted to it. And that motivates people, really. And last week, all the excitement and, I don't know, some of you might have, been to Friday event. And I remember seeing, P. Sam, that he was called out and get prayed for, and he have this 12 tribe mantle on him. It's like, wow. It's like things are happening, and he is being prophesied, for 2 years that the things are happening in SP. And I was standing there, I was like, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to be part of it. And I was like, yes, I'm so glad I'm in it. And so this time, I just want, just now we asked you to think about, what does it mean to you? But the next step, I want to also ask you to think about, SP as a community, SP as a church, as a body of Christ, how we're going to advance in the kingdom, how we're going to live out the kingdom culture, how we're going to show the world the kingdom is here, and this invitation to people, and it's for you to receive. So maybe you just pray together and seek out what God, speak to you about SP as a community, as a corporate body in this kingdom. And perhaps what you can do to be part of it.
Thank you. life take. Jesus, Jesus, we implore you. We proclaim you are up with our praise, and as we worship, build your throne, and as we worship, build your throne, and as we worship, build your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take.
Jesus, you are our King and our Lord, and I just ask that, you know, everything that we do it unto you, and you are indeed our centered place. Our life be centered upon you, Lord. This morning, you led us to look at, you know, the kingdom. What does it mean, the kingdom that you bring upon us? It's more than just salvation, more than just a ticket to heaven. It's about our life on earth, living a life on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, I just ask that, you know, give each one of us like a life that is a worship every day to you. The things that we do is a worship that unto you, Lord. And really open our eyes to see, you know, throughout this week and see how, you know, the passions, the compassions that you have for the people in Hong Kong, not just, you know, we walk past by and say, yeah, it's the same way, we can't do much. And you show us that there is a way, it is possible, and show us. And one step at a time. Doesn't have to be a huge burden, but, you know, just show us and help us to be more connected with you into the plan that you have for this city, the plan that you have for us being part of the city, and the plan that you have for SP being a church in the city that you love, Lord. Really, Lord, just come and take your place in us. Last Sunday, we sent off Kenny Ye and also Fabi and his husband, her husband Frank. Kenny's going to Japan for 2-year missions, and also Fabi's team, 14 of them, are going to Mexico. And they are sending off, like just in this passage, sending off to by Jesus to share the world, the kingdom has come upon the people over there. So let's pray for them and pray that when they arrive to land safely, they have journey mercy. Not only that, they will be able to find that man of peace that will welcome them and take them in, and pray that, you know, protection over them, and also pray about the ministry they're going to do in both Japan and also Mexico. Thank you. Let's also pray for the Howard Church that meeting tonight. That is Long Quay for Howard Church, Seymour, and also Star Street. So just lift them up. Pray that, you know, they have a wonderful fellowship time, and they also and just give wisdom to the leaders, you know, to share the message that's from God. Also pray that, you know, they really be motivated by God's plan, and they see the joy in being part of it. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for being with us all the time and all this, Lord. And I just ask that, you know, you take care of each one of us here, and when they go out to work, you just protect them and, you know, secure them with your full armor of God, you know, the helmet of salvation. They know, like, you know, each one of us knows that we're so secure in you, and our life is being centered in you, and we are carrying with the belt of truth, that whatever, you know, things that, you know, we meet, come across, we always can check and balance, and knowing that what is truth in the heart, that that is from you, Lord, and the breastplate of righteousness, and the gospel peace, that is like the shoes that we wear to go for, and also your word become our sword and the shield as well, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and I ask you to protect my brother and sister and keep them safe into your heart, and they hear your heartbeat, and they enjoy every moment of that too. So I pray all this in Jesus' name.